All right. Greetings, I'm James Gillen. This is eSETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. And we're on eSETI Stargate on all throughout the internet. So just hit that, share this with your friends and let people know. There's a lot happening out there that people need to know to make informed decisions. And nothing is as it seems. And first, I want to cover the ongoing hit pieces and attacks against myself and Corey Good. And this all began, I've talked about this story before, but they just keep coming, same people. But this all began when I invited Corey to be a speaker at one of our eSETI conferences. David Wilcox and Corey left, you know, a major spiritual UFO network. We won't mention by names, you know. I was told if I have them speak at our conference, my career is over and we will destroy your character and you'll never be invited to another event again. And this coming from folks that profess to be spiritual and enlightened, you know. I won't mention their names, but on a name that sounds like Hay Widener's show, his not his real name, and Miff Cry, not his real name either. The show, they told people to rush the gate during the conference. They said it's a public venue. It's okay to trespass, which created a lot of problems with security at the event that we did stop the nonsense. Anyway, it's a private ranch and it's a private event. And last time I checked, trespassing was against the law. So the same person on their show pushed White Lotus heroin on their show as a good thing to do. And last time I checked, that's also against the law. Now, this and a plethora of other false accusations are all documented on their radio shows. And we refer to as Miff Cry also spread malicious, unfounded rumors, then did everything possible to debunk the pictures and videos, along with the photos of apparitions and masters frequently appearing at eSETI. The problem is most were taken by guests, Taoist monks, ministers, and scientists. They've all been verified by top scientists, including triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works engineers, pilots, and air traffic controllers, all having their own experiences and sightings. The second thorn in their side is they all testified on Coast to Coast with Art Bell, along with being on, you know, frequent guests on my show as well. So we have to ask, why do they put themselves so arrogantly above the experts and try to discredit some real nice people, including the Yakima Nation, Kenneth Arnold, Bob Dean, Jim Mars, you know, MUFON, Above Top Secret. I can go on and on and on. You get the idea. You know, what is their real agenda? You know, it has everything to do with censorship and nothing to do with contact. I never listened to their radio shows, you know. I don't have to. It's the same old smear campaign. Somebody sends their show to me and I see my name in their show and I know they're doing the same old thing. But anyway, a lot of what David and Corey's information, it all dovetails with a lot of my own experience, research, and what high-level insiders have told me with hands-on experience with crash retrievals. Not being one to back down from threats, I felt Corey and David have a right to tell their story. And no one should threaten or censor others for telling their truth as they know it. This was the beginning of a one-sided poser war in which I've been doing my best not to participate. And I cannot and am not speaking for David and Corey and have very little communication with Corey and none with David, other than one text a while back having nothing to do with the subject. So anyway, despite their paranoia, there is no conspiracy or team effort against them. There's only karma coming home to roost and all the delusions that I don't have better things to do. He said he has and always will be autonomous. I have a lot better things. I got two ranches to run, crops to get in, coffee to pick, process. You know, it's like, you know, we just might have a lot of things on our plate and don't have time to deal with this nonsense. Anyway, my question to those attacking is, did you know spreading lies, gossip, and rumors without any firsthand experience completely disqualifies you as an enlightened, a spiritual leader, basically a decent human being? No matter how much you claim noble virtue, the main reason for all of this is the authentic are a threat to the posers, the shills, wannabes, and those of ill intent and agenda. The authentic are also a threat to a billion-dollar industry cashing in on keeping the fear and suspense going, basically. So anyway, the authentic are also a threat to those seeking fame and notoriety, money, which will do anything to stay relevant, when in truth they are irrelevant to real disclosure and contact. Those with very little, if any, evidence at all, just a lot of smoke and mirrors, seem to be really threatened by all the evidence and being authentic. So anyway, real disclosure is going to come from the skies, and it's happening big time right now. So good luck with stopping it. The warring in the UFO community is going on at the highest levels between those who want to bring out the truth, real disclosure, and those in opposition to honest disclosure. The censors of truth do not operate under universal law and lack the prerequisites necessary for enlightened contact with benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders. Funny that, ESETI stands for Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Go figure. After all, advanced civilizations are looking for intelligent life, those with open minds, loving hearts, and pure intent. They want nothing to do with the power struggles and the petty bickering. So why are the masters and benevolent beings not manifesting to them? Why do they have to use CGI? Keep everything far off in the ancient past. What's wrong with the real thing ongoing and happening now? Real contact seems to be a threat to them. Why aren't our ancient ancestors, which are returning, and the inner earth beings contacting them, appearing to them on a regular basis, like he said he. Hang on a second, gotta shut this off. About to edit this out. Okay. Some people have become persona non grata at SETI for various reasons. They're not authentic, their moral integrity challenged, some totally delusional, while others come with an agenda. And when that agenda is not met, they become victims. Some have even demanded I take a back seat and turn over the keys because, in their own narcissistic minds, they believe they are the true masters and guardians of SETI. This perfected their exit strategy. So when you go to a spiritual or UFO hotspot that is benevolent, it's an anchor for higher consciousness and energy. When you engage someone carrying and anchoring in the higher consciousness and energy, and in both cases, everything gets amplified and accelerated. In other words, your shit comes up. Just by using that word, I'll be disqualified by not measuring up to the expected images and those who wear sandals, robes, and speak in these and thous. And those who think they're special, seeing themselves as the chosen ones. If you not act according to their projections, they become unglued. I've never seen anything like it. This mirror and amplification effect is the same with highly evolved masters and benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. Many, due to the frequency discrepancy, cannot stand in their presence, although they profess contact. Very few are legit. There is a spiritual recognition with the ones that are legit. The muggles and masses lacking discernment, gullible or wanting to believe, misplacing their trust, become prey to the posers and those seeking fame and fortune at their expense. With the new influx of higher consciousness and energy coming in, everyone's shit is coming up. Everything is being revealed. Yes, the posers and shills, those who have agendas of ill intent, are all being exposed. Rather than learn from the authentic, change, heal, and release the past, their egos fight relentlessly to trying to hang on and stay relevant. The new higher consciousness and energy is making those who are not authentic reevaluate their stories and behavior. They don't have the luxury of being disingenuous and are becoming irrelevant to contact and ascension. All they can do is parrot words of others. I wish I had a dime for every meltdown I've seen where many idols in the UFO community could not handle the energy, then embarrassed, tried to change their story of what really happened at SETI. Telling what really happened would end quite a few careers. I know many of these people better than they know themselves. I could, anyway, I could reveal everything if I wanted to, but everything hidden, but that's not the game here. That's not my game. Healing's always been first priority. So anyway, truth does not need defending. It stands on its own merit. No matter how hard they try, they can't dismiss the literally tens of thousands of eyewitnesses, pictures, and videos taken of masters, ships coming in every size, shape, and color at SETI, appearing exactly when and where we said they would. This proves telepathic contact is ongoing. They're still giving dates for contact somewhere off in the far future when contact at SETI was fully documented 40 years ago. When major documentaries were done at SETI in the past, the producers said, "This is the first time we didn't have to use CGI for our shows." Imagine that. We're not just talking about people trying to censor and derail contact. We're talking about major organizations, including trolls and AI, that hit the dislike button before even the SETI Stargate and As You Wish talk radio shows even air. It's amazing. We won't mention these organizations or the people by name because they love to sue, and some are backed by billionaires with an almost endless well of satanic Luciferian money. In fact, some are trying to install Lucifer as the one true God. Refer to David Wilcox's letter of resignation. We seem to be in the way. Google the Rockefeller Initiative, check out who in the community was at the Rockefeller Ranch and listen to the claims of BFFs, best friends forever with the Clintons and the Podestas and other deep state agencies, most of them weaponized. And then ask yourself why. How does name dropping, especially the names of some very nefarious people, validate their credibility? These larger networks have a host of puppets claiming to be enlightened and those who claim to be spiritual leaders as hitmen and women doing all they can to take out anyone authentic. They're promised fame and fortune, a place in their massive network if they do their bidding. It's no different than Hollywood. And these are the ones behind the hit pieces and others, while others remain silent after having firsthand experience knowing masters and ships are appearing at SETI. Why do they remain silent? They know what's going on. Might want to ask them. Anyway, because if they do speak up, their careers are over with the major networks. There are narcissistic newcomers selling their souls for a moment of fame and possible paid future in these major outlets now joining the club. They're insignificant in truth, joining those with a history of maintaining the controlled narrative. Masters of slander and deception only establishes their character, not ours. I wonder what kind of karma comes with blocking the plans of the masters and the higher dimensional beings working arduously to create heaven on earth and install universal law. I guess we will soon see because the Great Awakening is here. Anyway, I want to go on record saying no, I will never agree to installing Lucifer as the one true God. Baphomet can shove a light sword up his ass, basically. All the covens and black magic that have been useless in attempts to silence us, their magic is weak. It's been returned to sender. I will not sell my soul and purpose for fame and fortune. No, I will not endorse White Lotus heroin and drugs as a path to enlightenment contact. No, I will not turn over my life to a computer or allow a computer to guide my life and future driven by fear. I'll also not promote Enlil as, I'll not promote Enlil. He's a defeated Anunnaki general and Marduk who made a pact with the reptilians, then warred on his own people for total supremacy of the earth. That was the origin of draconian law, which has held humanity in subservience over 450,000 years. Last but not least, no, I will not stop exposing child and sex trafficking, which has become epidemic, until it ends. I'd have to do all of this to join and stay in good standing in this club. And this club is folding in on itself, basically. It's not frequency specific to the Great Awakening and the ascension process. So anyway, my guidance comes from my soul and its connection to God, Creator, Great Spirit. Y'all might want to give that a try. I'm aware the majority of my lifetimes on Earth and other dimensions with other highly advanced civilizations, due to NDEs and years of meditation, we empower the individual to make their own personal connection internally to God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the beautiful many ascended masters and benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced multidimensional beings that serve the Creator within all creation. Here's a news flash. Contact with benevolent higher dimensional beings comes from within, rising to the occasion, not from watching controlled narratives, see me, dig me, folks on stage in endless documentaries, never answering the real questions: who are they, why are they here, and how can they help humanity and the earth get through these trying times? We also teach how to discern, shield, and heal unseen negative influences, which is probably their greatest threat. We piss off their demons. The modus operandi of the same morally integrally challenged folks behind the attacks and division, deception, and disempowerment is obvious. On the path to enlightenment, contact is inevitable, along with many challenges seen and unseen. Just as there are benevolent ETs, there are malevolent ETs, and many, either in ignorance or knowingly, are working with malevolent ETs or entities. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. This is the unseen source inspiring many of the hit pieces coming through those with weak minds and ill intent with self-serving agendas. Our governments, religions, even spiritual and UFO community have been heavily infiltrated by lesser evolved beings seen and unseen at the highest levels. This is about to change rapidly. Everything is being revealed, purged, brought out in the open. You'll see the true character and agenda of everyone in every venue. Those either in ignorance or willingly working with the dark side will go on the attack, yet it'll be fruitless, only establishing their own ignorance and character, in some cases with instant karma. Not everyone is going to ascend and make it through this shift. Many are going to be distracted by all the nonsense, some of which will activate their own victim patterns, unhealed wounds, and traumas from past experiences, chinks in their armor. And these will be utilized by the dark side to create division. Many are still projecting them into every situation, trying to conquer their fears externally. They will get caught up, blinded by the shitstorm we're now in. Due to the ascension process, the Great Awakening, where everything of a lower frequency, wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences coming up to heal. Not taking personal responsibility, projecting and blaming will only hold you back, anchor you into the past and on the endless victim, savior, persecutor Ferris wheel. Did you know most victims come with agendas, and when those agendas are not met, they become persecutors? They manipulate the saviors to give them emotional or financial support until a boundary is set. Then the savior becomes the new victim, persecuted by the previous victim, along with whatever saviors they can bring on board. This is also happening in the UFO community. You might want to listen to that one twice. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around, but that's what's going on. The persecutors were also once victims. So, how do you get off this endless Ferris wheel? Forgiveness, healing, and releasing the past. Avoid the gossip, rumors, and drama, especially if you don't have any firsthand knowledge. Focus on creating heaven on earth, step off the wheel, and don't get dragged back on it. That's how you avoid this nonsense. Anyway, personally, I don't want to get on their Ferris wheel. It's a constant vigil to practice loving detachment. See beyond the stories and agendas with the Buddha or fresh mind without being front-loaded with all the gossip, rumors, and deceptions. Untruths spread by those of ill intent, those in competition or jealous, and those inspired by dark forces or their own egos crying for attention. Most likely attention they never got from their parents, friends, or society. There's nothing noble about their actions, as they would like you to believe. They're self-serving. The see me, dig me folks are a distraction, and unfortunately, society in general seek externally, not internally, for everything. The authentic are a direct threat to the posers, the shills, and those of ill intent, including many of their embellished stories, which some of which never happened, basically. And that's, my friends, what is playing out here. So for me, it is a lesson in loving detachment and not getting into reactionary mind, staying in the creative mind. I'm good with God having two NDEs and have no need for their acceptance and approval when they have not even found it within themselves. If they were enlightened in service to others, they would support Esetti with a long history of contact, spontaneous healings, and support assisting people on the road to enlightenment. I would not matter. They'd be busy in their own lives creating heaven on earth. These are my kind of people. Imagine life getting stoned out of your mind, waking up after noon, then going on the web to find any dirt, gossip, or slander to try to use to gain notoriety on the backs of others, making up stories contrary to the truth just for shock effect and ratings. No matter how they paint and disguise it, spreading gossip, rumors, trying to gain fame and notoriety on the backs of others, trying to become relevant when they are on the downward spiral of evolution, fast tracking to becoming totally irrelevant, is self-defeating and very unevolved. They're out of alignment with universal law and the upcoming shift, which is now hitting the fan. As we said earlier, this only establishes their ignorance, character, and true agendas. We need to stop looking at them as enlightened spiritual leaders. They're not. Why do you think disclosure has gone nowhere for 70 plus years? Might want to take a deep dive on those in charge and base your opinions on personal experience, doing your own research. In some cases, it's a very dark dive down a rabbit hole so decadent you'll be sorry you jumped in. Observing the slander directed at myself and Esetti, they have no basis in reality, events that never happened, debunked by the very people involved. They're agenda-driven oxymorons with completely contradictory projections. Again, as we said earlier, they typically accuse others of what they themselves have done or are doing, followed by an attempt to gain notoriety or relevance on the back of others. This is not spiritual. It's not enlightened. It's not qualified leadership. I won't go into all the false accusations. Fame, has its price. There's a lot of jealousy and competition in the spiritual and UFO community. I will, however, deny being a Russian beastie, the leader of a Russian bestiality ring. Never been to Russia and don't even know what that is. I'm not gay. I'm not a pedophile. I don't do drugs. I don't even drink. I've been very vocal about exposing the child and sex trafficking, pedophilia, and the lack of moral integrity in Hollywood, the music industry, and even in the UFO community. It's the main reason why we've been blackballed from documentaries and the conferences. Use the what C-I-M-I, one finger pointing forward, three fingers pointing back analogy. I do admit to being a heterosexual male, have always supported the divine feminine. I love women and see nothing wrong with intimacy, with integrity and honesty. This has a lot of wounded women up in arms. The past few years, I've been married to basically Esetti, my sole purpose in service to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, living a semi-monastic life. In today's society, being heterosexual is a crime to many. I believe it's called toxic male. Those evil men who protect women and their families, God forbid they desire a little intimacy now and then, and it's called natural. What is funny is I was accused of using sorcery to attract women by a woman, sorceress, who belongs to a coven that attempted to take me out with black magic, part of their flock. Manipulating anyone goes against my soul and all of my teachings, basically. Never forget, all black magic comes back to the person or people who perform it. There are consequences. Anyway, I want to tell you how ridiculous and unfruitful the character assassinations are. One, I don't care what other people think of me. Two, fame and fortune mean nothing to me. Give me a cabin, a wood stove, a shower, some food, maybe an occasional hug, and I'm happy. Three, only the ego needs defending or cares what other people think. I am not this name or this body. I'm beyond that. In fact, I'm in other dimensions most of the time. In other words, you're shooting at nothing, establishing your own ignorance, lack of spiritual evolution and character. You're tossing boomerangs into the air, and they are coming back full speed. This will all be exposed throughout all institutions and agencies by the incoming higher consciousness and energy. The boomerang is coming. There's nowhere to hide. Everything is being revealed. The narcissist and ego-driven, with ill intent, are not getting a free pass on this. This article is not for them. Most are irredeemable. It's written to assist those getting caught up in the drama and hopefully shed some light about what's unfolding. The multidimensional universe, action, reaction, or karma is about to come down on the heads of those with ill intent. The morally and integrity challenge, these attackers and debunkers might want to do a reality check on who is driving their avatar. Might be a massive ego or something with claws and scales. The real enemy is within. The delusions conjured up are their own, are in their own minds. I'm not your father, your mother, or your ex-lover. I'm just sitting here. Made the t-shirt, you can buy it online. I'm mostly picking coffee, watching the show, living a somewhat monastic life, reflecting on my past. How I might have done things better in prayer and meditation with a lot of popcorn, coffee, mangoes, papaya, and avocados. Just watching the sunrise, the sunset, and the skies above, filming the ongoing contacts with IFOs, identified flying objects, and masters now appearing in Hawaii. Filming over 1,200 UFOs over the first 3 weeks in Hawaii, or 3 months actually in Hawaii. I realize in utmost humility, I am the UFO hotspot. No matter where where I go, the ships appear. This has been demonstrated in the past at numerous events. Contact in the desert, was one with MUFON counting over 85 UFOs after the intention experiment. Certain doctor at the event doing a skywatch batted zero, according to MUFON, which I identified the two claims of UFOs were, actually MUFON, which they identified the two UFO claims were actually planes. So, the same intention experiment was carried out on coast to coast with amazing results. Their lines were shut down. They couldn't, there were so many people called in after doing the intention experiment that had experiences, sightings, UFOs appearing to them. They couldn't handle it. So, basically, we don't need anyone to have our own sightings. And this really pisses off the posers, the wannabes, those participating in the control narrative, the shills, the multi-million billion-dollar industries capitalize on fear and suspense, which real contact would make irrelevant. Just imagine what else would become irrelevant when contact is made with civilizations that have conquered war, disease, poverty, have fearless energy, anti-counter gravity. That would clean up the environment in a heartbeat. Healing technologies that would take children out of cancer wards, restore limbs to amputees, restore health to loved ones, all to go on and live a wonderful life. That is what is being censored and covered up. Now ponder what kind of a person would put their own self-interest in front of that. Who do they serve? Whose characters now that the truth is out are being established? I love what the yogis say. If you speak, you are damned. If you don't speak, you are damned. Your very presence will mirror, amplify, and accelerate everything that people love and don't love about themselves. It's called the wake of a yogi. So what do I think about those who assume I need their acceptance and approval? Those who think they have some power over me? In the words of Elon Musk, F you, basically. No one can stop what is coming, and I'm not sorry for pissing off your demons. Taking us out will not clear your history or cover up your past deeds and hide your real agendas. And it's definitely not going to clear up your karma. So anyway, speaking of boomerangs, this segues into the news. Keeping abreast of current events is important in the days to come, breaking the spell of the controllers. Looks like we still have some time here. I want to play a video of Tulsi Gabbard. Let's play the Tulsi Gabbard video.
Here are the undeniable facts. There are 25 to 30 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. According to the U.S. government, these biolabs are conducting research on dangerous pathogens. Ukraine is in an active war zone with widespread bombing, artillery, and shelling, and these facilities, even in the best of circumstances, could easily be compromised and release these deadly pathogens. Now, like COVID, these pathogens know no borders. If they are inadvertently or purposely breached or compromised, they will quickly spread all throughout Europe, the United States, and the rest of the world, causing untold suffering and death. So in order to protect the American people, the people of Europe, the people around the world, these labs need to be shut down immediately, and the pathogens that they hold need to be destroyed. Instead of trying to cover this up, the Biden-Harris administration needs to work with Russia, Ukraine, NATO, the UN to immediately implement a ceasefire for all military action in the vicinity of these labs until they're secured and these pathogens are destroyed. Now, in addition to all this, the U.S. funds around 300 biolabs around the world who are engaging in dangerous research, including gain of function, similar to the lab in Wuhan.
All right, this is just the tip of the spear. Wait till they expose who's involved and on the board of some of these bioweapon labs. Yeah, I won't mention their name, Biden, but you might want to look into that. Now that the January 6th sham has fallen apart, there's something else that very well may concern Pelosi. Let's play the video of the woman saying why the CEO was shot.
Everyone's talking about the CEO, UnitedHealthcare CEO, getting shot down, and all the media and news outlets are saying there was no motive. We don't know why. Did y'all know that in less than a week, that CEO was supposed to testify against Nancy Pelosi for insider trading? And they're covering it. The media, of course, the media machine to the left is covering it like they always do.
Okay, Biden, after pardoning his son, will be given a long list of senators, congressmen, the January 6th committee, which destroyed all evidence incriminating them for the real insurrection. Pelosi was fuming when she realized Trump was not coming. The trap was set, and he avoided it. It also looks like the Diddy and Epstein lists and tapes will be released the first day Trump takes office, along with pardons for J6ers, which in the future will be a badge of honor. Yeah, notice how many actors, musicians, politicians, even billionaires are lawyering up or leaving town. Major investigations into the false Russia gate, the impeachment efforts based on false accusations, those who interfered in the election with lawfare, trying to remove Trump and the people's right to choose. This includes tampering with ballots, voting machines using fake mail-in ballots delivered in truckloads to major polling sites, massive ballot fraud, corruption on a major scale. All of this is going to be investigated. You know, I bet when they're done, they'll find out Carrie Lake won both elections. Anyway, it also looks like Daniel Penny was found not guilty. Did you know a black man was helping him to hold Jordan Neely, a homeless man, down when he went ballistic on the subway, threatening the lives of everyone? Did you know Neely was alive when turned over to the police? They found Neely with drugs in his system, which may very well have caused not just the psychotic behavior, but his death. You know, what would happen if a black man put a white man in a chokehold, and that came unglued, threatening to kill innocent bystanders, everyone on the train? Would he even go on trial in New York? Nope, not with Bragg involved. If you're black or a person of color, an illegal alien with a long history of violent crime, you're back on the streets in no time, uncharged. That seems to be a little racist to me. Is there a thing called white racism? Blaming people for something their long ago ancestors did that has absolutely nothing to do with them? They branded him as a toxic male for protecting the men, women, and children on the train. Something males are hardwired to do unless they were turned effeminate by gender benders and social engineering. They called him a racist. If he was a racist, he would have walked away and allowed Neely to continue attacking black people. People need to to take care of each other regardless of race or color or gender. I don't care what color or gender or culture you are. If someone's going ballistic and attacking men, women, and children, you might want to step in. Everybody stepped in, these things wouldn't happen. They'd be taken care of very quickly. So anyway, last but not least, we want to cover the drones over New Jersey. Actually, they're showing up everywhere. If you talk to insiders, some of them say they're from China. Others say they're from Iran, which does have some really high tech. If you talk to conspiracy folks, it's part of their Project Bluebeam and false alien invasion. We created them. I lean towards the latter, basically, because all the government agencies are feigning ignorance, not having a clue. It's amazing. So let's play those drone clips.
There is some wild looking crap in the skies. Holy piss. Hold on. I'm gonna put my hat on backwards. I don't know what's going on. I hope these are in focus. Look at this. What the hell's going on here? Oh, please be picking this up. This is nuts. Look at that. God, I wish my neighbor was here right now. He comes out and watches for UFOs, but holy crap.
Plus 1100, unusual report for you. That's a multiple UFO reports. Most recent one was 50 miles west of your position over the coast. Circular, red and white. We've had reports of it at 14,000, and then it'll shoot up as high as level 550 is the highest report, in kind of a corkscrew pattern, moving at what appears to be supersonic or even hypersonic speeds. So if you can look out that way and just let us know if you see anything, or if it's, whatever you see, we'd appreciate a report.
Yeah, of course, we'll look west, the last 1100, thanks.
Yeah, we got time for a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you get such an accurate description? Was that from another air crew that reported all that?
So we actually had a medevac Pilatus that was southbound, and it appeared to, it was out over the ocean, and then it came and buzzed them about 20 miles away, same altitude, and then shot back out over the water at a very, very, very fast speed. And then we also had a aircraft in high altitude that was, I believe, at 39,000, and it just shot up past him and in front of him and went way up and then kind of corkscrewed back down, and again, very, very fast. So we're trying to figure out what it is. We don't have anything on our radar, not even a little primary target for it.
Wow. Thanks for sharing.
Yep.
Those of you,
oh. Wow, hold on. That was like unfocused as fuck. That goes into the clouds.
Ooh, that was cool.
Yeah, it was. It looked like it went like through a portal or something.
Right next to the moon. Yeah, it's rolling. Roll that beautiful bean, please. Beans! Beans, promise beans! A bit. Beans, boss.
Now, I'm gonna post this on Facebook.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey?
That's right.
It's crazy. Going on in New Jersey.
These are not U.S. military drones.
So since they won't tell you, I'll have to. DPA Title III. The DPA was revived under Trump to ensure that things like drones, technology, and medical supplies were being produced in the U.S. so that we could move away from Chinese-produced technology. This led to two Department of Defense drone programs, the Blue UAS, Unmanned Aircraft System, and the Replicator Program. It also led to the Drone Infrastructure Inspection Grant Act, which allotted $200 million, half to creating drone infrastructure and half to training people in drones, And it just so happens that in 2023, an agreement was made which established a testing corridor between New Jersey and Delaware to allow safe trials of these new technologies, specifically to see how these could work in real-life scenarios. Okay, so right here we see a map of where all the drones have been spotted. And here is a map of all the military bases in New Jersey. Here's some examples of some of the drones that could be flying over this area. Could have a wingspan of 4 meters, 7 meters, which is about 22 feet. Goes along with some of the claims that people have been making. Now, as we can see, the designated corridor for the drone testing is in South Jersey. So let's explore maybe some of the reasons that we might be seeing them in North Jersey. We see that they've been seen over the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. But we know that during his presidency, he spent 104 days at the golf course. And it's already been stated that the Replicator program has a goal to field thousands of drones by August 2025. Okay, so what are these drones doing? One might be testing counter-drone systems, ISR, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, AI navigation development. This is why we're seeing it over urban and suburban areas. Okay, so why is the government acting like they don't know what's going on? Well, one, we know the government is so compartmentalized, and the left hand never knows what the right hand is doing, and that federal, local, and military don't communicate with each other at all. We also know that this is companies, private sector behind this, which is being funded by the DoD, which is why they're saying it's not the government. Because technically there's 30 contracts and over 50 subcontracts, including Anduril Industries and General Atomics, as well as Skydio. Now, of course, we know why the media is playing it up. The election is over and they have to keep the lights on, so let's talk about aliens. But the fact that the government continues to deny it could be because they enjoy having an invisible threat. They love to blame the foreign adversaries. But if it was actually a foreign country, they would not be allowed to fly that low. It would justify surveillance, profit from fear, and of course it could be a distraction. There's also been a lot of emphasis on government efficiency coming from Elon Musk. He has endorsed drone warfare over manned fighter jets, saying they're more cost-effective, less human casualty, and the ability to maneuver and accelerate in a way that human pilots could never. So trust me, I want this to be aliens more than you do, okay? But shocker, the government is lying to you.
How long were you watching me sleep, man? That's not cool, like, at all.
Mr. President, my name is CGB Spender. I'm here to brief you on the recent UAP situation.
What the heck is a UAP, man?
UAP stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena.
The fuck, come on now, I'm even more confused. Those aren't real words, the ones you just said.
They used to be called UFOs, but we had to change them.
Wait, what? Why? I liked UFOs.
Because the former carries a strong association with alien conspiracy theories and stigma, while UAP...
I think I'm going back to bed.
That would be a big mistake, Mr. President. There are reports of the drones being seen in other locations as well.
Wait, are they in Ukraine?
As of right now, no. However, they are appearing within 10 miles of key
nuclear
infrastructure.
That's where I keep my money. I mean, my democracy needs protected over there. You know what? I think I'm going back to bed.
So this is an urgent matter. I understand you are completely checked out, but the fate of our country, the fate of our very planet, hangs in the balance.
Wait, what agency do you work for?
I don't work for any agency, Mr. President. I'm part of a global consortium of elite and exceptional men who create history and have made decisions that direct the path of our very species, a syndicate of men.
Oh, I saw something on PBS about this. What is it? Hold on, it's common.
The Deep State.
Yes, the Deep State. Thank you. How you guys been?
We've honestly not been doing so hot. It's really, really, really fucking hard to keep things secret now.
Tell me about it. Oh, hey, while I'm thinking of it, can I get their new number? I've got some mostly property tax extradition type questions.
I mean, yeah, I can probably do that. Victoria didn't give it to you? We told her to when you were in the jungle.
That fucking backstabbing, lecherous sea lion. But honestly, just to check in, haven't heard from her.
Well, you're not going to be in office much longer, so. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. The drones are actually Trump's. Well, and the aliens, Trump is the, well, basically the aliens are super red-pilled, and they just like Italian chicks.
So anyway, there you have it. I really don't like talking about this stuff. I'd rather do other things, but it's becoming epidemic. You know, all the in-house fighting and the character assassinations and the gossip and the nonsense. So Anyway, there it is. Do with it what you want. I don't really care one way or the other. I will continue doing my work. Anyway, you know, it is. It's all about keeping an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, raising your frequencies, doing your own research, and not depending on external information and people, especially the See Me, Dig Me folks, to tell you what's really going on. Anyway, on that note, have a great evening and good night.
Massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Massive.
Wow. Is a massive power up?
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it done?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it through that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh, my God, I got it.
Okay, let's power up. Big boy, the second one's coming.
Oh, they faded out. The lead guy faded
out. Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in.
Mental,
maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
Oh.
What? You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there.
Yeah, nice and low. Well, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, I just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite. Fire power up. Got it. Nice. Got the power up.
Oh,
yeah. Got it. Oh, God. I got this. This is amazing.
This is amazing! Yeah! That's Billy Moore.
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen. I think you got a little too excited on
that. That was
in there.
Massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming
there.
Together.
There's another one, look.
Where?
Right there. Up and left.
Oh, one coming.
Oh, they're going to get right there.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered up. They powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look. Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing. Let's see what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both
big
in there.
Power up, right above.
Oh, yeah.
Right above us. Big power up.
Get a power up. Oh, another one. Damn.
Straight above us.
Another one powered up right above us.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up, though. Look at it. It's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that. They just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them. Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, I got it on film. It's straight, a little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Oh yeah, I see it. It's flashing. Wow, there's nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no... It's just flashing out of nowhere. There's the house, the trees. And right over the house. You see it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive.
Thank you.